This is the Talk Show America show.
There's the place where we learn to stand tall as we all pledge allegiance to our flag on the wall. Whatever happens to in God, we trust. I know those words tell me something to most.
And welcome one and all to the Talk Show America show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed. Here on the Talk Show America show, folks, just a lot to talk about here. It's going crazy, folks. The world's going absolutely crazy. It's March 10th of 2011, folks. I apologize for the late show here, but unfortunately... yesterday I went to do the show for the week, which is usually Wednesday. I apologize to the networks. And, of course, again, everything here in the studio went fluey. And, you know, I had all kinds of problems and with the equipment. And here we go again right down the line. But we're back, folks, and we're back strong here. So I want to thank you all for your patience and due diligence in waiting for the show. And here we are. Just so much to talk about, folks. Where do you begin? Again, a weekly show is just not enough anymore to be able to try to bring you the information as freshly as possible. You know, I mean, hourly it changes, never mind daily, or never mind even weekly. I mean, hourly this stuff changes. You have the Libyan situation going on. You have NPR situation going on here now. It's just unbelievable. You still have the Wisconsin situation going on, and a possible situation in Ohio coming up under the same auspices as the Wisconsin situation. It's just unreal. You know, I mean, and there's more too. This isn't the only thing. We've had our terrorist attack, they don't call it a terrorist attack, I do, folks. The shooting of the two airmen in Germany, along with other people, obviously, that were on that bus. And our our administration trying to say, well, it's too early to say whether it's a terrorist attack or not. Folks, the man gets on the bus and yells, Allah Akbar, and starts shooting people. It's more than enough evidence to at least support reasonable suspicion that it was a terrorist attack. Whether it's a full terrorist attack from Al Qaeda, from a group, whether it's funded by that, or whether it was a person who was taking it upon himself, it still is a terrorist attack. It's just unbelievable, folks. The political correctness goes on. Of course, what else would we expect from the Obama administration in the first place, but complete political correctness? But it's just unreal. The job situation continues to, although they're saying it's better, folks. They're saying that the unemployment actually dropped down some, but the numbers don't show it, folks. So who's doing what? You know, who's telling the lies? Who's exaggerating and things of this nature? It's just unbelievable, folks. And there's so much to cover in this amount of time. But I wanted to talk a lot about the NPR situation, folks. And, of course, as you know, NPR had fired Juan Williams a few months ago for his comments about how he felt uneasy on a plane if someone, you know, got on the plane basically in Muslim garb, you know, like head dresses and things of this nature. He just felt uneasy. Now, listen, all Juan Williams did, folks, was explain what every other red-blooded American citizen will tell you, and even some Muslims, folks, that would make them nervous. I will tell you something right now. It would certainly make me nervous on a plane. Sorry, I'm not saying that to insult anyone that's Muslim, and certainly maybe the person is a fine, outstanding person. Could be. But you know what, folks? Whether we like it or not, and whether people want to admit it or not, you're going to see that and get nervous. Now, does that mean you think that person's a terrorist and going to cause a problem? Maybe not necessarily, but you certainly your awareness kicks up. It's the way it should be, folks. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. You can talk about profiling all you want. You shouldn't profile, and you can say it all day long, folks. Because you say it doesn't mean it's going to block it out of my mind or the mind of anyone else in this country. It would be a foolish notion to believe that people are going to just say, well, I can't profile and I can't say that that person's, or I can't suspect, let's put it this way, not say, but suspect that that person's a terrorist, so therefore I have to put, block it out of my mind and move on. Here's the problem, folks. You have Homeland Security, and rightfully so in this case, Homeland Security and government officials and law enforcement officials telling you that if you see something suspicious, report it. If you feel that there's something not right, report it. On one hand. And on the other hand, are they going to turn around and tell you, hey, but just because the person has Muslim garb on turbans on their head or whatever they have, and that doesn't mean anything. Well, it's true to some extent. That's correct, folks. But again, could there be other things that are making you nervous? So what I think what happens here is that gets discouraged because they're afraid. Well, you're profiling. You can't do that, folks. You know, we live in an age where you cannot be careful enough, as far as I'm concerned. And you know what? Someone might go through a little bit of humiliation. Someone might go through a little bit of, I'm so upset that they're actually picking me out because I'm Muslim, or I have on my T-shirt that I'm going to blow up the plane or something like this. Folks, this is the way it is. And if we don't start realizing in order for us to survive, our loved ones to survive, and everyone else, friends, neighbors, fellow Americans who we don't even know, it's up to us to be vigilant, each and every one of us. And if you feel that there's something wrong there, say so. It's as simple as that. The worst that can happen is there will be nothing wrong. And unfortunately, maybe or maybe not, that person will be a little bit upset, and how dare they. And listen, we go through the scanners all day long, and no one's listening to us complaining about it, that's for sure. really, think about it. So what did Juan Williams say? Juan Williams only said what every single one of us, if we haven't said it, folks, we certainly have thought it. And, I'm not trying to, tell you to go out and profile everybody. That's not what I'm saying. But certainly, it's going to raise antenna on you when you see this. Okay, wait a minute. And let's face it, folks, the terrorist could be someone who doesn't look anything like these people either. That's for sure. But you got to find somewhere to look. You got to find somewhere to pick up a reference point. Well, how do you do that? It's difficult. Unfortunately, if these people walk into planes with radical some of them have with radical shirts on or they dress and they're talking, they're whispering, and they're over in the corner or they're spreading out in different seats all over the place. Those are things you have to be concerned about. They are. I'm sorry, and again, I say this not to discredit any good Muslim people out there. But there has to be an understanding, and that is that we were attacked in this country on September 11th of 2001. And speaking of that, folks, if you get a chance, there's a video circulating out there. I'm going to try to get up on the blog. We'll see what happens. Of a police helicopter on that day. You get some shots of the towers crumbling and things, and just horrific. Not horrific to watch, but heart-wrenching to watch is what I'm trying to say. To watch it all over again, I don't know how many times I've seen that, the videos of that that day, and it's still so heart-wrenching to watch. It's just unbelievable. And it should be. We should remember this all the time. But anyway, we were attacked on 2001, September 11th, by Muslim extremist folks, by Al-Qaeda, by radicals. Listen, no one is... No one is trying to say that just because people are Muslim, this is what's happening. But certainly, if this is the type of enemy you're dealing with, who are hell bent on the destruction of America, it only it's prudent to be wary of some of these people. Now people have been in these terror cells in this country who have been next door neighbors to people for years, that were, Muslims but no one, they thought that they were good people. They didn't have any reason to believe that they weren't. So, it doesn't mean just because they're Muslim that they're good or bad, but you got to have a starting point somewhere. We have to have something to start with. And there you go. Plus suspicious activity. Like I said, Juan Williams only said what everyone else thinks. It's as simple as that. And maybe a lot of people are afraid to say. I'm going to tell you right now, I would say the same thing that Juan Williams says. If people get on that plane in certain garb, that appear to be Arabic or Muslim, I would be a little bit concerned. Does that mean I think they were terrorists? I'm going to attack them? No. But would I be watching them? Yes, I would. I'm sorry, folks. It's the nature of my business in the first place in law enforcement. But, I'd be looking at them a little bit, saying, oh, I'm going to keep an eye on this. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean, at the same token, that the person's a bad person. It could be perfectly fine. So, just a little background on it, as I said, Juan Williams only said what everybody else, basically, folks, has wanted to say. Well, anyway, let's get to the NPR thing here. That's what I really wanted to get at. And, of course, as you know, the NPR was recently caught in one of those stings put on by James O'Keefe, where apparently O'Keefe and crew set themselves up as representatives of a Muslim organization called the Muslim Education Action Center, or MEAC for short, folks. That's what they set it up as. They met with NPR executives Betsy Lilly and, of course, Schiller, Ron Schiller, in a cafe, Milano, at Cafe Milano, a well-known Georgetown restaurant. And then they explained their desire to give NPR $5 million. Now, NPR they shy away from that. They don't want the $5 million, or they decline it, which is fine. But it's what is said that creates some concern. On tape, Schiller wastes little time attacking conservatives and the Republican Party, and the Tea Party as well. He says the Republican Party has been hijacked by this group, the Tea Parties, and the conservatives. The man posing as one of the representatives of this group, folks, he was called, in this case, his name was Amir Malik, which is just a made-up name. He actually finishes the sentence made by Schiller, saying the radical racist Islamophobic Tea Party people. And, of course, Schiller agrees and intensifies the criticism, saying that Tea Party people aren't just Islamophobic, but xenophobic. He says, basically, they believe in sort of white middle-aged gun-toting. He says, I mean, it's scary. They're seriously racist people. He goes on to describe liberals as more intelligent and informed than conservatives. He says, quote, in my personal opinion, liberals today might be more educated, fair and balanced than conservatives, unquote. This is NPR, folks. These are your representatives of NPR. Now, O'Keefe's organization set up a fake website for this MEAC group to lend credibility to the group. On the site, they state that the mission is combating intolerance to spread acceptance of Sharia law across the world. Now, at their lunch, the man posing as Qassam, another one of the operatives here, folks, in the sting, told Schiller that MEAC contributes to a number of Muslim schools across the United States. He said, quote, our organization was originally founded by a few members of the Muslim Brotherhood in America, actually. Now, Ron Schiller doesn't even blink. Instead, he assumes the role of almost like a fan. He says, quote, I think what we all believe is if we don't have Muslim voices in our schools, on the air, it's the same thing we faced as a nation when we didn't have female voices, unquote. Oh, this is too much, folks. It's too much. Now, the two posing representatives of this group push Shiller a little bit. And Shiller decried U.S. media coverage of Egypt's uprising against former dictator Hosni Mubarak, especially talk of the Muslim Brotherhood's influence on the protests of the future of Egypt. Shiller says that that is what he is most disappointed by in this country, which is that the educated, so-called elite in this country, is too small a percentage of the population, so that you have this very large uneducated part of the population that carries these ideas. Unquote. Now, one of the operatives, pretending to be Kassam here, suggests to Shiller, Jews do kind of control the media, or I mean certainly the Zionists and the people who have the interest in swaying media coverage towards a favorable direction of Israel. Shiller does not rebut him or stop eating. He just nods his head slightly. Now, the man posing as Kassam then jokes that his friends called NPR the National Palestinian Radio, because according to him, NPR is the only media outlet that covers Palestinians' perspective. Shiller just laughs. When the two operatives folks declare they're not too upset about maybe a little bit less Jew influence of money into NPR, Shiller responds by saying that he doesn't find Zionist or pro-Israel ideas at NPR, even among funders. I mean, it's there in those who own newspapers, obviously, but no one owns NPR, quote unquote. Oh, it's too much. Now, Lily chimes in at this point, folks, to add that even one of the biggest funders, who you'll hear on the air, the American Jewish World Service, may not agree with us. I visited with them recently, and they may not agree with what we put on the air, but they find us important to them, and sometimes it's not that easy to hear what we have to say and what our reporters say, but they still think NPR is important to support, quote unquote. Ron Shiller goes on. These people just go on and goes on and adds that they, the American Jewish World Service, are looking for a fair point of view, and many Jewish organizations are not, unquote. Unbelievable, folks. Later on in the lunch, Shiller explains that NPR would be better positioned free of federal funding. I think that's something we can all agree with, folks. Well, frankly, he says, it is clear that we would be better off in the long run without federal funding, he says. The challenge right now is that if we lost it altogether, we would not have a lot of we would have a lot of stations that would go dark, unquote. Folks, on goes one of the operatives saying, how confident are you with all the donors that are available if they should pull the funding right now that you would survive? Shiller says, yes, NPR would definitely survive and most of the stations would survive, unquote. Now, I don't want to get, you know, too much into all the quotes. I'm sitting here reading it. I tried to get the audio to work, but it won't work with the software, so we have to wait. All right, we're going to be right back, folks. We're going to talk more about this because it's just unbelievable. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of this now that we've heard the comments. We're running a little bit late on a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with VVV-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755.
At all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
Hey, Talk Show America fans, experience what the internet is talking about.
Gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed. We're back from the break, folks. And, of course, we wanted to talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of this story, folks, in which the NPR executives are caught in a Muslim Brotherhood sting brought by James O'Keefe and his group, where they tried to bribe. Now, they weren't able to do this, folks, which I will give at least some partial credit to them. They weren't able to get the... which we wouldn't have got anyway, but I mean the $5 million. It's amazing to hear Schiller and Lilly start speaking here, because what's amazing is how suddenly, if we didn't get funding from the government, we'd still survive, certain funding, maybe not so much from the government, but certain funding, we would survive. Well, here's the thing, folks. According to at least the latest figures, anyway, NPR gets about $460 million from somewhere around there, anyway, from the U.S. government funding. Okay, because it's public, supposedly public broadcasting. here's the problem: we shouldn't be funding them at all, especially when we're hearing this type of talk. When we're hearing the Tea Parties are racist, the Republicans are racist, the conservatives are racist, there's talk against the Jewish community, against Israel. Listen to what's being said here. Now, if NPR was clearly fair and balanced, folks, they're publicly funded, which is what you'd expect. Then you wouldn't be hearing these things. But the very people that run this show are the very people, folks, who are biased, even more than maybe the people that are down in the lower ranks. Where do they get it from? Obviously from the people who run it. So is it about time that we have decided, and I know that the Republicans are looking into this, to defund NPR? It's done. You're done. You're not going to get $460 million of U.S. government money. Now, again, remember what I said last week in the show? When we talk about $460 million now of government funding money, most of us are going to sit here and say, look, that's a drop in the bucket. It's like $4 to the government. Remember what I said last week? It's true. But why should we be funding this organization, folks, which is obviously biased? If you're not liberal, if you're not progressive, if you're not pro-Muslim or pro-Islamic jihad, you got a problem? Now, again, I'm not promoting that, that because someone's Muslim, that we should hate them or we should belittle them or anything else. All I'm saying is that people are... the people are saying what they believe. People are speaking out. Tea Party members, Republican Party members, conservatives. We're all speaking out, folks, on what we believe. I have not seen any racism at any Tea Party rally that I have ever been to. None. Or I have not seen any racism at anyone that I have viewed on TV. The problem that we have, largely, is that because of the mainstream news media... And of course, these people, the Muslim, these people, the NPR, and their views on how the Tea Party, the Republican Party, the conservatives view Muslims, and blacks, and anyone else, folks, right away, we're labeled as racists. There's many blacks that belong to the Tea Party and conservative parties and Republican Party. It's got nothing to do with race, folks, unless you want to make it that. unless you want to be able to point something out as that. And the racists are the people who are claiming that the Tea Party and conservatives are racist. You know, again, unfortunately, you listen to this garbage long enough, and a lot of people start believing it. But anyway, we go on to this. Let's defund these people. Why are we giving them your taxpayer dollar? Why is the taxpayers giving these people money to be able to belittle us and denigrate? At least the Tea Party and conservatives and Republicans in this. In this country, it's despicable. It's disgraceful. It should not be going on, and we should not be giving this organization our money. you know, it's unbelievable. You know. This whole thing with Juan Williams, which is where this all started, with NPR, and coming down now to them going and meeting with people who they read on a website and everything else, basically are a Muslim organization that obviously is trying to push Sharia law in this country. They go there and they unleash on conservatives, Tea Party members, Republican members, as racist on down the line. What does this tell you, folks? They're basically saying, hey, we agree with your agenda. We not may not take the money from you, but we agree with your agenda. The reason why they didn't take the money, folks, is because they would have to report where it came from. Believe me when I tell you. You know, I mean, it's unreal and unbelievable. Well, of course, there was no money to be had. As you know, it was a sting. And, of course, now we have everybody... coming out, of course, it would support NPR and the progressives and the liberals, you know, talking about the sting and, oh, well, you know, this was a sting. This isn't fair. Folks, you know, bottom line is shame on them. Shame on them for not saying, listen, you know, we're not saying we disagree with all your views. What we're saying is we don't agree with all of them either. And, we're going to be fair about this. And they should not be... demonizing any group, whether they be liberal or whether they be conservative, because they are publicly funded. And it's time for us to pull that funding. It's time for that to be done. These people serve no real purpose within the frame of our public broadcasting if they're biased. And they are, obviously. You can see it 12 miles away. I mean, this certainly points it right out that they're biased. They're biased against anyone who has any other ideas besides what the Obama administration wants to see. They're biased against anyone who thinks that, the Islamic Jihad, the Muslim extremists, folks, have no place and do not belong in this country. Even though we have freedom of speech, we do. Certainly, we don't have to agree with that speech. Just because they have the right to say it doesn't mean we have to sit there and listen to it and say, yeah, that's, you know, because they have freedom of speech, that must be correct. I mean, let's face it, folks. Tea Party members, conservatives, Republicans, shows like this one and a few others on the internet, we espouse our opinion every day. That doesn't mean that because we do that, that people have to agree. They can disagree, and they can say so, and that's not a problem. However, if the Tea Party is the conservative party and the Republican, anyone that's Republican or right-wing or whatever you want to say, if we disagree with someone who's espousing these views, we're labeled as racists, extremists, on down the line. It's just unbelievable, folks, but it's true. And, you know, here's NPR proving what I have been saying all along, what Mike Savage has been saying all along, Rush, on down the line, Sean Hannity, folks, we can go on down the line, that NPR and public broadcasting in general, folks, is biased. It's not fair and balanced. Now people say, well, Fox News, they're not fair either. They slant conservative. They slant to the right. Yeah, they do to some extent, folks, but let's remember one thing. They're not publicly funded. They're not funded by your tax dollars. And you know what you can do at some point in time? If you don't like what Fox News is saying, you can shut it off. Now, you can do the same thing to NPR and any other public broadcasting thing. But the thing is, your tax money is coming out of your wallet every year or every paycheck is paying for them. There's a difference. Fox News, just don't buy for anything from their sponsors. Whatever you want to do to decide you don't want to listen to that rhetoric, if that's what you feel it is. But NPR, even if you turn off the dial, folks, you're still paying for what they say. You're still paying out of your wallet for what they say on NPR that's against this country. So how do you shut them off? I mean, you shut them off. Physically on your radio, sure, or on your computer if you listen to it through a webcast or whatever. But how do you shut them off otherwise? I mean, how does that happen? How do you shut off their rhetoric then when you're paying for it out of your wallet, your back pocket? $460 million. And again, see, this is the problem. I'm going to say it. I'm going to reiterate this. No one thinks this is a big deal. Why? Because it's only $460 million. What the heck? We'll be right back, folks. After these messages here on the Talk Show America Show, don't want you to go away. Stay tuned.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey folks, JR here from Talk Show America. Print up free discount coupons that can be redeemed at your local store, and check out some great talk shows at the same time at phoenixbroadcastingtalk.net.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking, pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
So here's to all the soldiers fight for you and me, because you wear that uniform, America is free.
There is a flag flying so proud, the red, white, and blue, and I can live my life in peace. Thanks to you.
So here's to all the soldiers who fight for you and me, because you wear that uniform, America is free. Because you keep us safe from harm, America is free.
Yeah. You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
Yes, you are, folks, and welcome back to the second half of the Talk Show America Show. Folks, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed. JR here with you, your host of Talk Show America. A couple things I wanted to talk about, and we'll go from here. I mean, we get a lot more to cover, just no time to do it, and it's just unbelievable. There are a couple things I wanted to talk about, folks. You can, of course, listen to Talk Show America now right up on WTSA. IR, Conservative Talk Radio, that's WTSAIR.com, WTSAIR.com. The new flagship station, by the way, of Talk Show America, folks, and as we're working this in, we'll get all that up onto the page and get things rocking. Some more ways you can listen to Talk Show America now on that page, of course, and on the Talk Show America blog, TalkShowAmerica.com. TalkShowAmerica.com, folks, go right to the blog. There's plenty of ways to listen there as well. But one of the newer ways that you can listen, and we're working on some more as we speak, especially with all this technology, TuneIn.com, folks. If you go to TuneIn.com, on your computer or on your phone even, you can download the Android app or the iPhone app, Palm app. There's a whole bunch of them in there, folks, and put that into your iPhone or your Android phone and your Palm. Free of charge, folks. The app is free. You can put it into your phone or whatever other device you're going to put it in, the iPhone or the Android, and you can listen to Talk Show America, folks, right on the phone. You can listen to WTSAIR.com, which is on 24/7. You just type in WTSA-IR. In the search, and it'll come up with the station. Hit your preset. You can listen to it 24 hours a day. Great conservative talk shows on there. The Captain's America, Kyle Warren, Jimmy Z, Talk Show America, of course, and a few others, folks. And I hope I didn't forget to mention anybody important. But you can listen on that on the phone right there. WTSAIR. Also, you can listen to Talk Show America, the recorded shows. If you hit the podcast, you'll see, if you scroll down, there's podcasts. You hit podcasts, type in on the search Talk Show America, bang, it'll come up. You can listen to the shows, even if you didn't get the chance to catch it, at 10 a.m. or 3 p.m. on TalkStream Live and other great networks that it airs on at that time, including WTSAIR.com. So go to TuneIn.com. It's a great app. It's free. You get Talk Show America on it, which is great, and we're expanding out there. We'll get you more of these as we go along. The technology is great. I listen to the show on it a lot, folks, to hear, you know, to listen to the quality. The quality is great. Great quality, and I love the app. I think it's great, and it's free. That's, you can't beat it. All right, folks. Before I go too much further, I just wanted to, you know, again remind you to, you know, remember our brave men and women who are fighting for our freedoms every single day across the globe. Please remember them in your thoughts and prayers. You can go to americasupportyou.mil, folks, and send the troops, a big thank you. You don't have to know any soldiers. Send it to all of them. All the soldiers, thank you for your bravery and your courage. Thank you for fighting for our freedoms. It means a lot to them, folks, and it doesn't cost you one red cent either to do that. So think about doing that when you have a few moments. AmericaSupportYou.mil. Okay, let's get back to... There's just so much going on, folks. My head is spinning. The MPI story was a big story, so I had to come out with it. Because everybody else is covering it, and people are going to be saying, hey, Jay, you're not talking about NPR. What's going on? Well, it is a big story, folks, because of this sting operation. And the other big story is now Ron Shiller has resigned, and that's good news. Again, folks, though, what's our battle plan here? Defund NPR with taxpayer money. We do not want to fund them anymore. We do not want to listen to this rhetoric. As I said, you know, we can shut off Fox News. You can shut off almost any other, broadcasting outlet. But how do you shut off public broadcasting? You can shut it off physically off your radio or off your TV or whatever, but you can't shut it off at your wallet. You can't decide, I don't want my tax money going to fund NPR. You know, remember on some of the tax forms, you'll see this, and state tax forms especially, and then the federal ones. Do you want to donate a dollar of your taxes to, you know, to the election, you know, campaign or to the election fund or whatever? You remember these things on there? Why can't we have something that says I don't want any of my tax dollars going to NPR? I mean, it's you know, to create another conglomerate for our government. We never mind, folks. It'll cost us more money to pay someone to do that than it's worth. But how do we stop it from coming out of our wallets? And that's the question. The best way is to say we do not want NPR funded with public money. The other thing that I think we should be very careful of as well, folks, is to make sure that NPR does not get any government grants. Besides the funding, that's another thing that I think should be looked at. There could be money hidden there. There could be millions of dollars hidden there. Of course, again, folks, when we're talking about millions with the U.S. government, it's like $4 now. I mean, you know, I mean, it's crazy. But hey, that's $500 million that they are not going to get, and that they shouldn't get, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I don't know, folks. I've just had it. I have. I've had it with this stuff. I've had it with these people. They get paid. I mean, they get somewhat to some extent anyway. They're, you know, the taxpayers fund them, and they slam. It doesn't matter. And they slam the conservatives and the Tea Party people because they're liberal and progressive, and this is what they want to push in this country. No one's paying them to be liberal, progressive, conservative, or whatever. They're paying them to be objective. They're paying them to be non-biased in your journalism, not paying you to be biased. And hey, you know, these Tea Party people, you know, we don't listen to them, they're idiots, you know, they're racists, they're extremists. We're not paying them to do that with the public funding that we give them. We're paying them to be objective and non-biased and for some decent journalism. You know, if you know, I mean, you know, I may not agree with everything they say, but at least if they're being fair and balanced, I can't really complain. You know, so it's unbelievable, folks. But you know what? Thank God that O'Keefe did this, and we have now, you know, we've woken up, you know, hopefully a sleeping giant, and that's the American taxpayer who should be sick and tired of funding these people who do nothing but denigrate this country. And talk with folks that basically, let's face it, these people are you know almost enemies of our country with some of the radical things they put on their website. I mean, wanting Sharia law to be introduced in the United States, that's a dangerous thing, folks. Very dangerous thing. And believe me when I tell you, do not think that this cannot happen in this country. It may take a while, but it can, and it creeps in. I mean, there's a term called creeping Sharia, and, you know, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot to be said about it. Little by little, a little bit at a time, they just keep, you know, whittling away and getting and moving in a little bit more and getting this and getting. It doesn't sound like it's a big deal. Sooner or later, we'll wake up one day and say, what happened to our country? As Ted Painter says, where's my country? Country singer and songwriter, folks, who opens up the show for Talk Show America with that great song. We appreciate him allowing us to use that that clip to open up the show. Amazing. Where's my country is exactly what we'll be saying if we do not curb this type of behavior. The bottom line is, folks, if you come to this country from another country, Muslim or otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, you come here and you abide by the laws that go on in this country, not what laws you want to go by that go on in some other. You try going to some other country and say, hey, the laws of the United States don't say that. This is what we do. It doesn't matter what the laws of the United States say, folks. If you're in their country, you abide by their laws or else. Why is it that when people come to this country, suddenly they want it to be reversed? You know, I shouldn't have to learn English. You should have to learn my language. There's a classic example right there. Try calling any place right now, folks, and any business. Try getting right away to talk to somebody. You're going to get this menu. You know, press the first thing they say. Press one for English. Wait a minute. Why should I have to press one for English? Why doesn't it say, you know, whatever it is to say, press one in Spanish, press numero uno, whatever it is. Why doesn't it say for Spanish? Why is it that, you know, I have to press one for English? This is ridiculous. But that's what it says. Because if you're English, we have to make you do that. I don't know if they think the Spanish people can't do it or something, and I'm sure they can. They're well-educated. You know, it's why is it, folks, that we have to learn someone else's language? You come to this country, you should have to learn our language. You come to this country, you should have to follow our laws. If you don't like our laws and you don't like our language, then get out. It's as simple as that. I'm telling you, I'm tired of this. I am. I'm tired of it. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care what you are. Italian, you know, French, Spanish, I don't care. If you come into this country, you come here legally, you become a citizen, you should have to abide by our laws, and you should have to learn at least English to so you can sustain yourself. I mean, you know, I don't expect you to be fluent in it, folks. Half the people that live in this country that grew up here and you know, and were born here can't speak the language correctly. So, you know, but that's what should be going on. It shouldn't be this, you know, we have to teach Spanish because, you know, this is a Spanish population and, you know, folks, I'm sorry. Now, listen, if they don't learn English, in my opinion, that's fine and dandy. I shouldn't have to go through this menu of, hey, press all these buttons for press one for English and go from there. I shouldn't have to go through all this. Everybody else should have to go through that. If I'm on in English and I don't press one, I should be able to connect it right away. That's it. For all other languages or whatever, you know, I mean, you can go. I don't know how they would work it, but you know. So I suppose maybe their thing is if you press one, then you don't have to listen to all the other stuff. Who knows? Anyway, it's a rant. I'm just ranting for nothing. It's not going to go anywhere anyway, folks. We all know that. But it's true. Sharia law is basically what we're talking about the same way. You come to this country, folks, and Sharia law is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous indeed. And we do not want this type of law in our country in the first place. And, honor killings and things of this nature, they're all allowed. We can't allow this stuff. If you ever have a chance, folks, to listen to a great program on Net Talk World called The New Media Journal with Frank Salvato. Frank and his crew can explain this better than anyone, and they have some good, some good pieces on what Sharia law is, what can happen, and just what many of the Muslim women go through under Sharia law is just unbelievable, folks. So, if you get a chance, you should listen to that, listen to those programs, because they basically give you a very good idea about what's going on. With Sharia, law and what dangers it could, promote in this country. Again, we shouldn't be going living under anyone else's law. All right, folks, we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be right back. I've just been ranting and raving here today. We'll be right back after these messages here on the Talk Show America Show, so don't go away.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BVB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with all our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755, 800-939-4755, 800-939-4755.
Not all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking, pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it, folks, very much indeed. again, I was ranting on about NPR and you know, people coming in this country and folks. I truly believe in it. And it's not racist. It's not being, Islamic phobic. And none of those other things. All of these words are meant to demean people, folks. You're a racist. You're a profiler. You're Islamophobic. No, I'm not, folks. Okay? No, I'm not. And because I'm pointing out what we need to be careful of in this country does not make me Islamophobic, okay? What it does is it makes me very cautious and aware of what could be happening in this country if we're not careful, if we keep closing our eyes and burying our heads in the sand like a bunch of ostriches. And that's what basically a lot of these people want to do. You know, I mean, again, you know, this is a very dangerous situation that people do not see. They do not understand how patient these people are. And that they will wait and they will, you know, wait and little by little, slowly but surely, integrate these things into our society. And we won't even know it's happened until it's done because they go very slowly. And, you know, look at some of their terrorist attacks that have been pulled off, which in 2001 obviously was one of the biggest ones. Those were planned years in advance in many areas, years in advance. And were then obviously carried out. The patience is what these people have because they figure in the end they're going to be the winners. And I'll tell you something right now, folks, if we don't start waking up in this country, that's exactly what will happen. Again, this is not meant to say that every Muslim person is bad. It's not, because they're not. The extremists, and unfortunately many times we don't know who those people are because many of them are in the community and carry out functions every day long, all day long, that just makes it look like the everyday Joe, not a bad guy, but in the background is something going on that we may not know about. And unfortunately, that's something that we have to try to deal with. So, I mean, the very future of this country, the very safety of this country, folks, depends on us being as vigilant as we can possibly be to make sure that these terrorist attacks do not happen in this country ever again. To label people Islamophobic and things of this nature because they actually think that, you know, we have to be vigilant and watch these people and make sure that, you know, our law enforcement agencies are trying to head off any possible attacks is just crazy. To label Tea Party members who, trying to get this country back to where it's supposed to be as racist and Islamophobic is ridiculous. Any conservatives or any Republicans, it's just ridiculous, folks. Because, I'm sure you could find people who have made statements in the liberal and progressive side as well. Do we call them racist or whatever? You know what? The bottom line is, it's just the way things are going in this country. It's just the way the mainstream news media, and now as we see, especially the public broadcasting outlet, at least NPR anyway, is carrying things out in this country. The message that they're sending, basically, if you're not a progressive liberal, then you're a racist, you're Islamophobic, and you're you know, you're crazy, basically. You're a loon, as far as they're concerned. I mean, it's just unreal, folks, and it's too bad that that's what has happened to our country. But anyway, back to the main point. Let's defund NPR. 460 million folks, $4 to the U.S. government, you know what I'm saying. You know, coming out of your pockets every single, at least every single week, out of your taxes, folks helping to go fund this organization that sits there and basically, you know, if you don't agree with the Obama administration and the liberal progressives, you're racist, Islamophobic, you're a hate monger, you know, you're an extremist, on down the line, that's what you're paying for. And you can see that the bias is there now. It's come right out in the open. All right, folks, that's all the time I have for today. I'll talk to you next week on the show here. Catch you later. Have a great week. Stay safe.